we've talked about your why. Why do you do what you do? Very important for people to connect with you, to know the bigger why behind what you do. Then yesterday we talked about who do you serve and what problem do you solve for them? I cannot tell you how much time I've struggled with this, with figuring out who I wanted to work with and what problem I wanted to solve for them. I was like really, really resistant to getting nailed down to like kneeling down and deciding this is who I'm for. This is the problem I solve. And I can still get a lot more clear than I am. It's so important. It's so important for people to be able to hear you and understand that you're for them. Today, now that we know that, or at least we know a little bit better, we're going to talk about where are your people, what have they already tried, and how is your thing different? So if you've heard of unique selling proposition, right? USPs, it's a very classic marketing term. And it's just like that ideal customer avatar thing with magazines and all that stuff. Like the USP was also always very confusing for me. It's like, what is it? What is the unique? Like, what is like, what is a unique selling proposition? Well, it's like, I don't know, like it wasn't very actionable for me. But when I got this way of thinking about it, for me, it made a lot more sense. So that's what I'm going to share today. So let's get to the illustration. Here we go. Rip, zip. All right, adjusting the size. This is, here we go. By the way, this software called Figma is also the software that we use to design the software. So here's some sketches of the app for our community stuff. And here's like designs for some shopping cart stuff. And here's the design for the page builder. Or no, that's not what I thought it's the page builder up here. It is page builder thing. Anyway, so just so like this is the tool that we use for that. Anyway, so for now, we're talking about where are your customers? And think of it this way, like the where, it's a market is a place that people go to, right? We have Main Street. That's where all the stores are, right? That's where the shops are, or they're in a shopping mall, or they're like back in the day, I just read the book, the World's Greatest Salesman, which is about like a salesman and the birth of Jesus Christ and things like that. And in there, he's selling carpets, I think. And he takes these carpets. Like if you want to sell a carpet, where do you go? Well, you go to the local village where the market is, where the other sellers are and where the other buyers are, right? You go to the organic market down here, right, over here in Union Square or whatever. Like you go to the market. The market is a location. It's a place where your people are and they're hanging out. There are buyers and there are sellers. So in your case, it's figuring out where is your market? Where do people go to shop for this kind of thing? Do they go on Instagram? Do they go on Facebook? Do they go on Amazon? Do they go to a trade show? Do they go to, where do they go? Where do they go when they're looking to buy this kind of thing, right? Do they go to the bookstore? Where do they go? That's the market. And what we want to do is we want to tap into an existing market where people are trying to solve the problem that you're solving using a different mechanism than you're using. All right, so let's think of it this way, right? So I think yesterday we talked about, we talked about keto, right? For example, Marianne, we were talking about keto and how that's a way to solve weight loss, but it's also a way to solve, you know, diabetes and other health issues. And so if we just look at the weight loss, right? Like what are the things that people are trying to do to solve the weight loss problem? Well, they might do keto. They might do low fat. They might do lots of exercise. They might do like Ozempic or whatever. Like they might take drugs. They might do a lot of different things. Those are all different mechanisms. So what you want to do is you want to go to a market where people are typically doing one thing. Like they're trying to solve this problem using a specific mechanism. And then you want to teach them that, hey, like you've tried solving this problem using this old mechanism and it ain't working because otherwise you wouldn't be here. So the reason it's not working is because you're using the wrong mechanism. Here's why that mechanism you're trying is wrong. And here's the mechanism that you need to use instead. And it's my mechanism. This is the pitch that we want to make, essentially. Like, remember, we're looking at people who are already problem aware, already solution aware, already buyers and users, but they're not solving their problem because they're trying to solve it the wrong way. And your way is going to be better, right? That's why you're teaching your ways, because you believe in your way over the way that they're currently trying to solve it. Another way to think of this is the mountaintop, right? So we have over here is the problem. Up here, I should have some dots on this guy so he has eyes too, huh? Up here is the solution, right? So we're happy. I bet his eyes are sitting somewhere on this and I didn't copy them or something. All right, anyway, so this is the problem state. This is the outcome state. People want to go from here, the bottom of the mountain, all the way up to the top of the mountain. Along the way, we have some milestones. Right. So how do we get up there? Well, they could use this vehicle, but they tried that and that didn't work. And so what we need to do is get people to switch out of their old vehicle into a new vehicle. The reason why is that it's a lot easier to tell people, oh, no, you're trying to solve it the wrong way. And that's why, rather than trying to say, yeah, you're trying to solve it the right way. Mine is just a little bit better. Right. It's just like, hey, yeah, keto is great, but my keto is better. That's a hard sell to make, right? Rather than no, like it's not like keto is wrong. You need my keto, which is you give it a unique name and it's different. It's different in some way. It's not just better, it's different. Right. So you try to solve it using just dieting. And that's never going to work. And here's why. What you need is keto or diabetes, right? You've tried to solve it with just like, I don't know, eating a little less sugar and like monitoring your insulin, and it's not working. What you need is keto that can actually heal the diabetes, right? So you give people a new mechanism, some people call it a new opportunity. This is the pitch that we want to make. So what you need to do right now first is figure out, where are they? Where are they currently buying their stuff? Where are they congregating, or where are they looking for solutions to this? And what are they buying to try to solve this problem? Yes, they might be buying books, audiobooks, courses, seminars, software, watching videos on YouTube, etc. But the important piece is, what mechanisms do they represent? Does that make sense? It's like we're trying to get from A to B, from problem to outcome. There are many paths. There are many ways, many vehicles, many mechanisms that we can take to get from A to B. What mechanisms have they already tried? And then what we're going to get to next is how yours is different, what your mechanism is that's different. But for now, just map out, and I'm going to give you guys 3 minutes, map out where are they and what mechanisms have they tried to reach to solve their problem and reach their outcome. I'm going to give you 3 minutes starting now. Nice. All right. Good job, everybody. So the question is, so I'm seeing your comments are great, Matt's. So what I would say, so Facebook groups, YouTube, Google, I love the phrase, SoMe. I've never heard that outside of Denmark. It might be a Scandinavian thing. SoMe, for those who are not, No, you're in Sweden, so I guess it's a Scandinavian thing. Yeah. SoMe is social media, which I guess includes the other ones. The problem with the gym and the bar and that kind of stuff is like, they're going to be hard for you guys to target there, right? And the therapist, like you're, it's going to be hard for you to be in the, like, and the question is where do they go to shop? Not where do they live? Where do they hang out? But where do they go to buy, right? They probably don't go to the bar to buy help for the problem of being lost in life, right? Well, maybe. Right. Yeah, it's a good point. They go there to buy alcohol to numb the pain, but yeah, maybe not solve it. But yeah, what we're looking for is places that we can meet them, places that we can advertise or we can be present so that we're in the conversation when they're looking to buy. Yes. Varus is LinkedIn, Amazon for books, YouTube for videos. Yes. And the big question is like, what are the mechanisms, right? What are the mechanisms that they've tried to solve this? And so Matt's, in your case, a mechanism would definitely be like working out more, right? Like if they think that if they do another triathlon or maybe get a supercar or I don't know, depending on the audience, the level, but like, or maybe go on a hunting trip with a friend or pick up a hobby or something, that's going to solve it. Like, so those would be mechanisms sort of to try to solve it. But if they're actually serious about solving it, maybe they have tried other things that are real. Like you mentioned, like a workout group could maybe something that, and a life, career, family coach. Yes, exactly. Yeah. And so it's important to know, Karitha, I'm seeing yours here, church, conference, and Christian gatherings. I don't really know yet what they've tried to do to solve it. So the reason that's important is because we need to be in the conversation, right? We're not the only thing, option available to them. And we need to know what else they're seeing or hearing so that we can know how we relate to that, how we're different from that. And we can position ourselves correctly so that we get their attention. Let me see. What else we got? Lena's buying ready made from store, try to design it themselves, event planning, using post-its, keep everything in their head. Yes. Yeah. And maybe there's, again, specific things. I don't know this market, so I have no idea what the mechanisms are. Ingrid, marketing groups and courses have filled out PDFs and still not found clarity. Yes. Yeah, so they've probably done some kind of business coaching programs or that kind of thing. Yeah, that seems reasonable. Suzanne, the doctor don't help, looking to alternative solutions on the internet, social media, and Google. What mechanisms? Reading on the internet, Google books. Yeah, so those are not mechanisms, right? Reading on the internet is not the mechanism. Reading on the internet is the thing that you do to acquire the knowledge of what the mechanism might be. But the when you're reading, right, it's like, you know, if we go to ChatGPT and we say, like, how do I, whatever it is. Suzanne, what was the thing again you were doing? The thing I have in my notes from yesterday. I forget. It was like the earthing and all that stuff, right? Yeah. And so the problem you solve is, what's the problem you solve, Suzanne? What was the definition there? Anyway, the point is, if you type into ChatGPT and you say, how do I solve X problem? It's going to give you some steps, right? How do I solve, you know, cure myself from diabetes? All right, let's try it. See what happens. So. It's like, consult a healthcare professional. Well, that's not a step. Medication or insulin. So it says, take insulin, monitor your blood sugar, eat a healthy diet, get regular exercise, manage your weight, manage your stress, stick with your medications. They're definitely being paid by Big Pharma. Get regular checkups, education, and support. So the steps here are basically take some drugs, monitor blood sugar, eat healthy, right, exercise, and make sure you're not fat and stressed, right? That's essentially the mechanism here. And so we would give that a name of some sort, right? And then like that's the mechanism that they've currently tried. And how is yours different? This is what, like, that's what we're looking to get. So we want to know what mechanisms have they tried? Like, did they try to exercise and diet? Did they try, like, whatever?